Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast number 69. We're off location again, and this, honestly, might be one of my favorites.
I was about to say, I think this is a conundrum because we're off the field.
But we are also on the field. Yeah, we have ourselves a baseball bat. We have ourselves a baseball bucket. And I got my brand new cleats.
I'm rocking the Javi. I'm using some Forces. As you can see here, they stayed clean the entire practice.
It's true. If you watch Javi during the softball games, he plays in Air Forces. He used to before he was given cleats.
Yeah. Jordan cleats again.
Yeah. But I really like this. Nobody here, so it's pretty much all ours.
It's peaceful. We're getting a tan. It's honestly beautiful. It's a beautiful day today.
It is. There's pretty much complete bliss right now.
Yes, sir.
Good weather. Not hot, not freezing.
A little nippy.
California. And because we're doing this in a different style today, I got us fun drinks instead of water.
Yeah.
So you wanted Arnold Palmer. I actually had a feeling you wanted Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Yeah. If I didn't text you, that's what I was going to buy.
Fuck yeah. You know me good.
And I got Strawberry Banana Prime.
How's that tasting?
It's my favorite one out of all of them.
As you can see here, the fans can't see over there, but I got my
opener stuck. Yeah, you messed up a little bit.
Yeah, I got it stuck.
Flipped it all the way around. Now, I'd like to say, I think we're back with our home run picks.
I'd like to think so.
You picked, who'd you pick?
Harper.
No, no, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I had a feeling he didn't remember.
Refresh me.
Juan Soto.
That's right. I went with the Evil Empire.
You know what Juan Soto did?
Please tell me he hit like three.
He had a multi-homer game. I picked Kyle Tucker. You know what Kyle Tucker did?
Multi-homer.
He had a multi-homer game.
How many did yours hit?
Two. Yours hit two.
Ah, I was going to say two.
But mine, he was wearing a green sleeve and green cleats. He was 0-for. I think he was 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts.
Okay.
Mid-game, he switched to orange cleats and an orange sleeve, and then he homered twice.
Why was he wearing green?
For Armed Forces Day or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. And I decided to break out the Red City Connect for this episode today.
And not to mention the Diablo hat.
The Diablo hat as well. It's the LE jersey. I want to hopefully make it to Cincinnati this year. That would be nice. And for our new home run picks this week, I'm sticking with orange. Kyle Tucker, he went orange. It worked. It paid off. I'm sticking with an orange team, and I'm choosing Adley Rutschman.
I'm going to stick with the Yankees until I don't get a home run, so I'm going to go with the easy one, Judge.
You're going back to Judge.
Yeah, I'm going back to Judge.
Judge was like your first or second, no, your second pick, I think. That's all the Yankees you've chosen have hit.
Let's run it again.
Judge, hit. Soto, hit. And now we're back on Judge.
Hell yeah.
We're both in the AL East with me picking Rutschman. And also today, Christian Yelich stole home.
Did
clean.
He? Ooh-wee.
He took off and the catcher threw the ball back. Yeah. And then the pitcher even caught it barehanded and went and tried to get him. But no, too quick.
Hell yeah.
Yelly's prime, I guess, is still going. Oh, prime.
We're here for it.
I just noticed that.
You know what I've been noticing the whole day?
Mm.
Those cleats, dog. Those yellow banana Ronald Acuna cleats.
Like I mentioned, yeah. We came fully prepared. There was no better place to have them on than an episode where we're on a baseball field. So
keep in mind, this is off the field, but we're on the field.
Off the field, on the field. Imagine if we did it during a softball game.
We'd be on the field, but we're off the field during the field.
Yeah, during the play on the field. And another thing that happened off the field, McCovey Cove, this was on the water.
Wow.
There was a half pipe. Did you see that?
What?
Somebody got like a floating half pipe and there were people skating.
Please tell me it was Tony Hawk.
No, I don't think so. Damn. Somebody ate it though in the video MLB posted. And they cut it right after they ate it. So they ate it and they cut it. And then everyone was like, you did them dirty with the cut.
Huh, you got to see them get back up.
I want to see more things like that in McCovey Cove. I want to see like an arcade next. Just a floating arcade.
That'd be sweet.
In the middle of McCovey Cove.
I want to see like a 50-person raft, but it's a club. With a full bar inside. That's what I want to see.
It's like those 8-person bikes that you see going down streets where they're all pedaling this way, but they're moving this way.
Oh, yeah. Those. I feel like I've seen those.
Just convert that to water.
Like touristy spots that like are booze cruises.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I think
I saw one in Mexico. Now that I'm thinking about it.
And another person that I want to talk about is Caitlin Clark. Do you know Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark.
Do you know Caitlin Clark?
I know who Caitlin Clark is.
Okay. Who is she?
She is the hottest thing to hit the WNBA.
There you go. Well,
come
there
on, man. I'm
fresh off college basketball. She needs to chill, okay?
She really is
going to
chill.
I'm going to see her play in like 4 days. Today, she left the game because she ran over her own ankle, basically.
No contact, right? She just kind of tripped herself over?
Yeah, basically. Man. And she left, but she came back. But you only have one more game until you come in Los Angeles. So please chill out. Please. If I paid all that just for you to be injured, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Again, you're sitting courtside?
No, 200s. So it's 100s, 200s, 300s.
Oh, I thought you had seats like two behind courtside.
No, I wish.
No, it's probably a stupid amount of money, huh?
Well, for Caitlin Clark, yeah.
Exactly, the premium.
We paid like 100 for 200s.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad, right? Considering is it crypto?
Yeah, Staples. Thank you. I will never call it crypto.
Staples, crypto.
I will never call it that. It's always Staples.
LA, if they ever say live in Los Angeles, they're probably meaning crypto.
LA Live, yeah. Yeah, right across the street. And we got to talk about another stadium trip that I have added. It is official.
Okay.
I'm going to Tampa Bay.
Dope.
We surprised my dad. He is from the Orlando area, which is only about an hour away. So,
that's pretty close.
We'll definitely probably try and make a trip out there. I'm sure he'll show me some childhood memories from when he grew up there. He left when he was like 16,
yeah,
I think. But yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see if Tampa Bay, Tropicana, is really as bad as everyone says.
Why do people complain? Do they say it's
one of the worst stadiums.
They just say it's crummy? That's all?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The more I look at it, the more I'm like, I feel like it ain't that bad.
I think the only bad thing I've heard about Tropicana Field is like the roof leaking. That's about it.
I've never even heard that. I wouldn't enjoy that. So I understand. And if you guys, anybody listening right now, if you're from the Tampa area, if you live in the Tampa area or Orlando area, please give me some recommendations because we have one free day. So I just want to know what to do.
You guys are going for the week, right? Or like a couple
days? We're just going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, 4 days.
So fly in, game, free day, fly home.
Do you fly home in the morning or at night on Sunday?
I don't remember. But we paid for everything as a birthday gift. Guess how much the rent-a-car was?
Oh, I'm going to go with $50 a day.
$42 overall.
Bro, if you crash that car, you're going to buy a new one. What kind of insurance do you have on it? $40 for the trip?
Yep.
Nah, Florida prices are crazy.
Yeah, so leave some recommendations. I know one thing that we're thinking about doing is airboats.
You got to do that.
I want to do that very badly. Go through the swampy marsh of Florida.
You should go to Gatorland.
Did you know there's a place called Gatorland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I know Gatorland.
You can zip line over gators.
Are you going to? Please tell me you're doing
it. I'm going to do it. I don't know if my dad will do it. If we go. I will zip line over gators for sure.
How far is Gatorland from you? It can't be too far out, right?
I don't remember. Jeez, I got a little chill right there.
It's getting cold.
It's
now.
A little chilly. We literally had to beat the sunlight. We literally just have enough time, enough sun to do this podcast right now. But yeah, Gatorland, you can zip line over gators. I'm going to do it 100%. My dad may or may not. He ziplined before.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, but that was in Alaska, just over dirt, not over wild animals that could tear you apart.
I still don't get the people that do it in like the Amazon or in the, like, dude, they just do it in the wilderness and they'll go from like mountain to mountain.
When we were in Alaska, that's what it was. It was in the middle of an Alaskan forest.
You just hit it?
Yeah.
That's a little terrifying. You don't think you're gonna hit a branch? Oh no, they clear it obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a path. You don't just go and hope you don't hit a tree.
I just figured they throw a piece of rope anywhere and they're like, all right, fuck it. We'll throw it right there. Hook it up right there. Go.
But if you are going to leave recommendations, I'd really appreciate that. And Tampa, Orlando area. Don't tell me anywhere in Miami. Don't tell me anywhere in Jacksonville. Those are both like 4 hours away.
Someone's going to hit you with the Fort Lauderdale.
I actually don't know where that is in Florida.
Might be across, but I don't think so.
You know, it only takes like 2 hours to go from coast to coast, like from east
of
to west
the state
coast.
Of Florida.
Yes. From east to west coast, it only takes like 2 hours.
Dude, that is so far.
I didn't know it was that small. I wish, horizontally.
Well, you know what? Cali's kind of like that, but Cali's like another hour on top. It's like 3 hours to get out if we go straight across.
Yeah. From east to west side. If you're going to like Vegas, yeah. It's about, actually, yeah, like 2 hours to get out of state and get to, like, yeah, no, okay. You just don't think about that. I don't know.
Because I think when we went to Arizona on the way back, we hit the border, like, pretty quick, and then it was, like, 2 hours in.
It just blew my mind how you could go to one east beach in Florida and then go all the way to a west beach in, like, 2 hours.
Fuck. That'd be so cool.
That's pretty insane.
You know, it'd be sick if you had, like, a full week to do it and if you had the time. Would be driving, like, the one-way highways from, like, Key West, I think it's called. Like, in the Keys, Florida Keys.
We do have to go over some crazy bridge. Apparently, that's another reason why people hate Tropicana Field is because you have to... It's, like, it's in St. Petersburg. It's not in Tampa.
So it's, like, just, like, out of it?
Yes. So you have to take this gnarly bridge, apparently. To the other side, which goes over water.
Well, we'll see.
So hopefully it stays intact.
As soon as you're getting, hey guys, I'm finally on the earthquake.
And if you want to try and catch me at that game, that will be August 16th.
Yeah.
Yes, August 16th. And I'll be behind home plate, yes, for $70.
$70?
Yeah.
How close are you to the front?
So here's the other stupid thing. Oh. Our tickets are row double A, right? So row, not just A, double A. Where would you think you're sitting?
Like almost dirt level?
Yeah. No, it's halfway up. One of their first rows is N.
What? Why?
Because N for nursed. Duh.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's so dumb.
I went to the Rays website because they show you like seat by seat and what row is what row.
Yeah.
So I clicked on the first row because I'm like, that's got to be double A. And nope, row N.
Did you buy tickets before looking them up?
Yeah, because who would think that double damn. A would be halfway up? Like, why?
Do we do that in your stadium? Thinking about it?
Like, I don't know. I'm not bougie enough. I've sat in the Diamond Club like twice, and that's about it. And I don't remember my row. If it was stupid, I'd probably remember it.
You know who would know is Cap.
Cap sits dugout.
He's like in the dugout? He's with the team?
Yeah.
Cap, where's Papa Cap? Is he just...
They sell those now. Vanessa Hudgens was there the other day.
Really?
Uh-huh. She posted it on the field with Cole Tucker.
Yeah.
And she said, maybe it's miracles, maybe it's angels. Call it whatever you want. And I was like... We got a celebrity.
You're like, fire.
And then Kabi Lame, the most followed TikToker, was there the other day too. The guy that does this. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I don't.
Basically people will post stupid videos where it can be done so much easier and then he'll stitch it and it'll just be a way easier. Like there was one skit video where a guy was chasing a guy and then the guy got away and the guy was trying to open the door, but his own foot was stopping the door. So he stitched it and then he was like, he was there. He had his own jersey. He was in the underground seats, kind of where Scott Boras sits.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Maybe he's signing TikTokers now.
Who knows?
Could be expanding out of baseball. He did have a bad offseason.
Ooh, yeah, that was a bit of a tough one.
Yeah. So I also want to throw that same offer for everything I said about Tampa, about Cleveland, because that it's all going to be like in 1 week for me. We do our Cleveland trip. I'm home for 1 day, and then I do my Tampa trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
you're going to be on the move.
Any recommendations for the Cleveland area, not Cincinnati, because that's also a distance away, Cleveland area. We have, I believe, one off day. Maybe two? I think it's one.
I think if we combine, like, the afternoon of when we get in and then the morning of when we are there, that's technically one day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, realistically, yeah, we have the one full free day.
Yeah. And you need to buy your flight.
I do. Did you buy your flight already?
Yeah. I told all of you I bought my flight.
I thought you were waiting.
I literally said I bought my flight. Oh. Here's the flight that I bought if anyone wants to buy the flight.
Well, I'll be sure to grab my ticket.
Don't yeah, worry. It's coming up.
I'm aware. I'm very aware it's coming up.
But yes, things I can think of for that free day, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's a must.
I know that's what Cleveland's known for. If we can make it to the Canton Football Hall of Fame, which is the NFL Hall of Fame, that'd be pretty dope. That's like an hour away.
Can we like train it, drive, bus?
We might get a rent a car. Maybe Turo. The Airbnb of cars, if you guys didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you knew that already.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that would be cool. I'm sure Chartreuse would love to do that. And then if they're giving tours, the Cleveland Browns Stadium, that's the football team out there. So I've toured many stadiums if it's off season. I've done the Broncos. I've done the Broncos. Tried to do the Chiefs, but they weren't having tours at the time. Oh, the Cowboys. I've done the Cowboys.
Did you do the Patriots?
Did I do the tour? I just walk around.
I think you might have just walked around.
I think I just walked around.
I think you, yeah. You told me you and Kyle had gotten there.
Yeah.
But couldn't go in or couldn't do the tour, right?
I think we just walked around. Yeah. I think that's all we did. Which was pretty much a tour because everything was pretty open. So it works. And for both Tampa and Cleveland, not only fun thing recommendations, if you got food recommendations, throw them out there. I'm always down to try local food to the area. I know Skyline Chili's big in Cincinnati.
Mm.
I don't know if that applies to Cleveland. I don't know if it's out there. You would think so.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it probably is.
Probably.
Just because it's in the same state. That's what I've noticed.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of chili, honestly. But I'll try it. I'm willing.
So you don't really like chili cheeseburgers?
No. I don't like chili hot dogs, chili fries.
Nada.
No.
Have you ever had the chili from Wendy's?
No.
I've never had it either.
My grandma has. My grandma likes the chili.
A lot of people like it. I think chili's just, you love it or you hate it.
I don't know. I never had it, but I look at it and I'm like, it doesn't look too appetizing.
It's just okay. It's just red, dark mush.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It's meat, chili.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not in a hurry to try chili, but I've heard so much about Skyline Chili that if there's a first time I'll try it, I'll let it be Skyline Chili.
We'll try it if it's at the airport. That's a
win. Oh, no. That will be worse at the airport. You want it, like, from a location.
But you'll have, like, all the popping spots at airports. Like, you'll have, like, homegrown stuff there.
They're in a rush to make it at the airport. We're going to get, like, watered down Skyline Chili.
Get the chili out!
Exactly. No, it's more like this. It's, get the chili out!
They're probably like, one large, one small, one medium, one large.
Damn, dude, this just hit me in my head again. We forgot to play the intro.
Oh, my God.
Next episode, we're already like halfway through. Next time, okay? It was such a hurry for us to get here that it just slipped my mind.
We got it, guys. Don't even worry. I'll have the lyrics memorized. I'm going to have my Hot Wheels next episode.
You better.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go back, watch it.
We have a guest next week, too.
Oh.
That, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
He asked to be on. And we've had him before. And he's blonde.
Dallas.
There you go, Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you want us to ask Dallas next.
He'll be next week's guest. He literally reached out today. And he's like, hey, if y'all ever need guests, I'm always down to talk. And I'm like, all right.
Perfect.
He had mentioned it a couple months ago, too. But I was like, oh, since you're reaching out again, sure, why not?
It's a good part two.
Yeah.
Since we all had him once.
Why don't you... tell us about the music that's been going on right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, new music is filling the airwaves there's always music coming out. It's hard to keep a track of. But, I mean, one of your favorite artists, I keep dropping the bat. One of your favorite artists, Billie Eilish, just released music, right? Or is she releasing?
She just released a brand new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft.
There it is.
It's now, okay. I listen to all of it.
What would you love it? What,
which
did you love
which
it?
Is rare,
it?
By the way. I don't listen to albums.
You listen to the entire thing front to back?
Yeah.
If I really
like an artist, I'll listen to a new album. If I don't really care about you, like...
No, you're listening to the mainstream shit.
Yeah. If Drake releases a new album, I don't care. Like, I'm not listening top to bottom.
Well, we're not listening to Drake.
But I really like Billie Eilish's music, so I was like, all right, let me see how this holds up. The whole album is okay. Above average, I would say.
Okay. Do you think it lives up to her last album?
No. I think the last album's better.
Was it still Happier Than Ever?
Yes.
She's going to top that.
Well, actually, I don't know. Because Happier Than Ever had like 5 bangers and the rest are okay. And this whole album is just like above average. Like there's no like bangers, I would say.
Is this her third album?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my top 3 favorite songs from this new album are Wildflower, The Greatest, and Birds of a Feather. Those all are bangers. Even though I just said there's no bet. I'm going against my own word.
Liar!
There's just, like, none that, like, you know, you, like, mash to. They're all pretty, like, chill.
Okay. So you like the like obviously upbeat shit.
Like there's no happier than ever kind of vibe.
Not even like album. The one song that's on there. That's like the hit.
Well, for me it's Wildflower, and that's more of like a chill song. The greatest is when I guess you could yell and like scream and go wild.
Yeah.
And then another one. This was a surprise. Gambino, Childish Gambino, released out of nowhere. No build-up.
No trailer, tease. No hype, none. He just let that shit bang.
Dude, and that's, I totally forgot I was subscribed to him on YouTube. So I just went on YouTube one day and it's just like 15 videos of Childish Gambino. I'm like, okay. So he just hit everybody with it and everyone was like, what? I did not expect this.
Album was called Atavista.
Atavista, yes. My top three off that are Human Sacrifice, To Be Hunted, and Atavista. Which is also a song on Atavista.
I was gonna say, it's the opening track.
Yes. I do feel kind of bad putting Human Sacrifice at the top because it was a snippet years ago. It was used in a Google Pixel commercial, but he never released the full song.
Yeah.
But just from that snippet, I was like, ooh. And I was like, well, I guess he's never gonna release it. And he released it. And it's still a banger.
Did he change anything from that previous snippet, or is it pretty much the same?
Sounds the same. It's just the whole song. That's about it.
I like the album. I listened to, I want to say, half of it. Mm-hmm. My personal favorites, Littlefoot, Bigfoot, was an interesting track.
That one. Don't tell that to Shortsy.
Oh, I know. It's a very interesting.
I literally told him, because I only listened to a little bit of the songs, and originally I said my favorite was To Be Hunted.
Yeah.
And then after listening to Human Sacrifice, I was like, that's my top one now. He's like, oh, I was scared you were going to say Littlefoot, Bigfoot. If you said that, I'd be pissed.
Like, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I think it's a very interesting track. Mm-hmm. Just the way it was out. To Be Hunted, yeah, like you said.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. The Violence. Violence was, okay. was a...
Shortsy likes that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude. That's a great one.
You know, we both have sunglasses on. I don't really know how much sunlight we actually have right now.
I'm just going to throw them on. I'm going to keep them on.
It's still pretty good.
I can still see the day. It's a beautiful day.
Go ahead and take a look. It's still pretty good.
No, okay. It's not that
bright. It looked a lot worse with my sunglasses.
See, for me, it's like once it's in the trees, that's when you know it's going to get dark quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know.
Yeah, we're doing our best to make sure we still have light.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, following up the music, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropped.
Yeah, that song, I Had Some Help, that's going to be the song of the summer.
You're putting that down?
Easily. People in the comments before, because he teased it for so many months.
Yeah, that he did.
Which was a good marketing move, but I also feel like it kind of bit him because I feel like I'm already tired of the song. It's a good song, but he teased it so much, just the chorus too.
Yeah.
That I was like, well, I kind of already knew what I was getting into, and I was hyped for it to be the full song, but like, over it already.
I think you know what it is. He had to put it out, or first of all, he had to put out the country project just out, whether it was a song or an album, just because, like you said, Post has been teasing this for years, bro. Because everybody knows he's from Dallas.
This song specifically.
No, I meant like him just throwing out country to begin with,
like a Post Malone country album.
Because you know, you damn well know, I know that Post Malone wasn't a country artist to begin with, but loves guitar. That's his main instrument, and he's always noted Bob Dylan and just country artists in general as sources of inspiration. So I feel like for him, it was pretty much all right. I got to drop the country album now. Or I got to drop something country to just put it out there.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a full album.
I mean, it'd be interesting to hear a full album. Like, Posty, country Seeds? Posty. Yes, sir. Country Posty, I'm shipping it. I think it's going to be, it's a beautiful
His mix. Voice sounds good with country.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm down for it. And I just know, 4th of July parties, Kick all back. Kinds of summer stuff, that song's going to be played everywhere. And the year in review for my Klushka Vlogs is going to be thriving this year. And we're only in May. I already have 7 songs that Jesus. I know for sure that I'm going to put in there.
Oh, my Lord. So, that's going to be a long-ass video.
There's just been bangers. Well, last year was 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that just means we did a lot of cool things.
Of course.
So, I like it. If you guys have any song recommendations for the Klushka Blog year in review, throw them in the comments, along with the recommendations for Tampa and Cleveland.
Don't forget, guys.
In the comments. I want to see those comments active. But yeah, I'm excited for this year's year in review. I love putting that thing together every year.
Mm-hmm.
I already got 7 songs. already got a lot of cool things we've done in 2024 already. Still a lot more cool things to come. So it's gonna be a hype one. I feel like the year in review is always outdo the one from the previous year. So that's the goal.
I feel like we're gonna have a secret or like some last minute trip that's gonna blow everything out of the water.
I mean, just this year alone, that'll be in the year in review. Japan, mm-hmm. Germany,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
Tampa,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever we do here in California. So a lot, I've already done Dodger games, Angel games.
Have you done Padres this year?
Not yet.
Are you looking to go to any Padres games?
We always do, one game a year at least.
No, but have you thought of going to a game this year?
Well, I want to. I don't know when, but I want to. That's the goal. And I'll tell you, sorry.
I knew this was going to happen. As soon as you whipped out the seeds, I'm like, I don't know about this one.
We're on a baseball field, dude.
No, I know. I know.
In the studio, I can't just do this. I can spit sunflower seeds on the dirt here. And here is some dirt, some disgusting new uniforms that have been released in the sports world recently. The New York Giants released some throwbacks.
Yeah.
Did you see those?
No.
Absolutely hideous.
I'm not going to waste my time.
They're 100-year anniversary uniforms. They definitely look like they were made 100 years ago.
Dude, that bad?
They're terrible. They might be some of the worst uniforms I've ever seen.
Like, in sports.
Yeah. But they're not alone releasing garbage uniforms. You saw the Cardinals City Connect, right?
The Lou.
The Who Lou. In the marketing allowed that?
Like, it's good if Lou didn't already mean bathroom.
And I didn't even think in this podcast we can walk around because we have shirt mics. But it's literally a toilet.
Well.
The Lou. Why? Who was like, yeah. Yeah, the Lou. The
British people are laughing at our face right now.
Like, oh, you want to try it?
Yeah, I'm gonna stand up, do my little stretches.
I don't get it. And plus the design on the front, it's literally the same design. Just it says the Lou.
It's like the whole Dodger uniform thing again.
Well, the Dodgers one that got leaked.
Well,
also sucks.
It's the same shit.
As the one before?
No, but like, wasn't it Los Dodgers?
No. Well, on the hat it was. They don't have that on the new one.
Well,
the supposed new one.
The new one. Excuse me.
I have trouble with those seeds.
The new one, it's the cream one, right?
That looks like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Like a strawberry Pop-Tart, yeah.
Yeah.
0-2, in my opinion.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. The City Connects this year have not been hitting too much. This is last year. This was from a good crop of City Connects. This year, it's been rough.
You know what? I like the Mets ones, but I know a lot of people didn't.
The Mets are okay. My favorite one is the Rays. I really like the Rays.
Rays one. I still think the Angels probably have the cleanest one out of everybody.
They are very nice.
Forever and
that
always.
That first year City Connects is pretty much unbeaten.
Mm-mm.
2024 definitely will not win awards. But the Mets is okay. The Rays I like. Who else is released? The Tigers are just boring, in my opinion.
The redone Washington ones.
There are no redone Washington ones.
I thought the Nats got another one.
They're getting rid of their current one. This is the last year they're using it.
The cherry blossoms, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they're abandoning it.
Let us know in the comments, guys. I love the cherry blossoms.
So do I.
I know Fireball wasn't a big fan of them.
Yeah.
He roasted that.
Well, Fireball's also 130 years old, so.
I thought it was 140.
Oh, maybe it could be. I stopped keeping track after 100.
I ran out of spots to put the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 for the dash.
Well, one final thing we'll talk about. It's been huge in sports. The NBA playoffs. And don't even ask me about the NHL playoffs. I haven't been paying attention at all. But basketball, oh, my God. Anthony Edwards is him. That guy took down last year's champs, the Nuggets, even with Nikola Jokic looking like he was going to straight murder the guy.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of him? He stood the entire fourth quarter in game six. He didn't sit once.
No shit.
He just sat there like, oh, you're going to get it in game seven. Get what? A handshake goodbye as you head back home?
Good game. Walks away.
Because he sent your ass home.
Fuck.
And now it is going to be Anthony Edwards versus Luka Doncic in the Western Conference Finals. Epic matchup. No matter who goes to the finals, I'll be happy. And then we go to the East Coast, where nobody cares.
What's it going to be, Celtics this year?
It's Celtics versus Pacers. And God, I hate the Celtics. So please don't be the Celtics.
You know what? I'll give it to the Pacers. I'll give that.
I don't think they're beating them.
Underdogs, baby. Underdogs.
I wish this was on camera. It might have got caught when he was back there. There's a guy on a one wheel being pulled by his two dogs.
Oh, my Lord. And he's off-roading right now. Yeah. Let him go on the grass.
I really hope he came from back there so you guys could see him a little bit.
Dude, okay, let us know, guys, if you like one-wheelers, too. One-wheelers.
Look like he almost fell right there.
Do you fuck with one-wheelers?
They haven't done anything to me, so.
They're always on the road. You know, they think they're skateboards. They think they're hoverboards. They're not. They're a form of a hoverboard.
Yeah. You remember Ripsticks?
Oh, dude, I never could get that. I was too fat.
I got it for a while. We had a motorhome back then, and yeah. I used our motorhome to figure out the balance.
Just going all the way across?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And eventually I got it. And then it's just kind of like a hula hoop.
So it is all in the hips?
Yeah.
Just.
I wonder if they even know what a ripstick is.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
You know, it's crazy that went viral. There was a gas station attendant at like a Chevron or like a 76. And he did like two laps around the stores in his Heelys. And somebody went up to him in the video and was like, dude, do you have Heelys? And he's like, yeah. You want to see me ride? And he just all
you
around the gas.
You want to see me ride?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And he just the whole time following him throughout the whole part. Like people are trying to pour their soda. They're trying to get their morning coffee. Here comes his asshole in Heelys just like running through.
Somebody should play in Heelys in softball.
I vote Dallas.
He matches Heelys.
We'll ask him next week.
If he'll play in Heelys?
Can you? Oh, I like that.
Will you?
Will you play in Heelys? The fans want to know.
Yeah, don't forget to comment that too. Questions for Dallas, topics for Dallas. I think he just finished his freshman year. That'd be something.
He just did.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. And let's just do a finals prediction. So, like I said, on one side, we have the Timberwolves and the Mavericks. The other side, we have the Celtics and the Pacers. I'm going to say it's Wolves-Celtics. Wolves win it all.
You know what? I'm agree with you, but I think it's going to be Wolves-Pacers.
I really don't think the Pacers can beat them, but...
Do the Pacers have anybody?
Tyrese Haliburton. Pascal Siakam.
What?
That's right.
Pascal Siakam?
Pascal?
Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting name.
And we'll end this pod with an update on that little guy right there.
This thing right here, this little thumbs up right here.
Yes, you fractured it last week.
Yeah, I fractured it.
What's the update? How's it progressing?
So I haven't gone to see my specialist yet.
What the hell? What are you doing?
You would think. I told him too. I'm like, hey, this is Mobo. You guys know who I am by now. I'm here to like, you know, look at the doctor. I'm here to look at the doctor, and the doctor can look at my hand.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say shit. But I'm waiting to hear what's going on with that. Me personally, though, it doesn't feel too bad. But I will say it's weird because now I'm in like a weird stage where I kind of get just waves of pain.
Does it still hurt to take on and off the brace?
No, it's gotten better, but...
Because last week you were literally like,
Well, last week it was fresh. Last week, I think, was like a day after, like 2 days after I rocked my shit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as far as right now, it does feel better. One weird thing I will note is at work, I was massaging it, and I pulled on it on accident, and I heard it pop. So I don't know if that's like, if it went into place, but I can kind of bend it now.
Oh, wow.
So it actually helped.
Wow. If we play softball this weekend,
it's not going to help.
Are you going to be able to play?
Oh, no. I already told Bobby that I'm on the aisle.
Could you hit?
One-handed, maybe.
You could play catcher.
Right-handed, yeah. I'll still take it. What the fuck?
I was going to say, you won't have to do much at catcher.
You know what?
But then no matter what, then you'd have to throw back left-handed.
Yeah. I still don't think I'm going to play. Bobby knows. I gave Bobby sort of like a two-week time frame. I believe.
Uh-huh.
Don't quote me on that. But I think roughly as a whole, I should maybe be back within like 3 weeks. Maybe. 2 weeks.
Jeez.
I don't think it's going to be that long, though. I hope I'm not Mike Trout.
Well, speaking of work, how's working with Andy?
Working with Andy's cool. Uh-huh. We've gotten into trouble many times already.
Have you really?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, is this a podcast thing, or did you really get in trouble?
No, we love playing catch whenever we take a lunch together.
Really?
We'll play catch. Yeah. We'll play catch with the guys at work. It's cool. I'm still learning a lot, which is a very interesting spot to be in.
You like it better than your old job?
You know, I think so. Oh, dude. Super off topic for the fans. You guys are not going to know this. They fired my old boss and his brother.
From the one you just left.
Yeah.
Damn.
Everything was...
They were kind of manipulating the system, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Without a... They were breaking the rules. And to the Harden family, you guys got fucked over by him. Believe me. But, yeah, he was just... He wasn't a good guy. He was not a good guy at all.
We'll just keep it at that.
We'll keep it at that, guys.
All right.
But, I mean, you know what? Karma is real, guys, and justice will be served.
As Jojo Siwa once said, karma's a bitch.
Don't be
I should have known. Have you seen her do that dance?
Is that the one where she's like...
Yeah, that one. And then she went to Disney World, Epcot, for her 21st. She got hammered, and she was trying to get everybody to sing her song, and nobody knew the lyrics.
You know what was hilarious to me is how she got the car wrapped. Right?
Oh,
she got
with her Tesla. Face all over it?
She got her Tesla wrapped with her face, but the best part is somebody collaged it. So it's, oh, hey, here's JoJo getting her car wrapped. Here's her flexing it. And then the next fucking slide is some random getting cut off by JoJo Siwa.
I've seen that.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa's like cutting through like three lanes of traffic as she's just going through. And the guy's like,
you can't even get away with it. You can't be like, oh, maybe it's just another white Tesla. No, your face is all over the thing. Obviously, it's you.
So all you see is JoJo's face just...
Yeah.
Dude, I would hate to be cut off with JoJo Siwa.
I might get my Tesla wrapped one day, not with my face.
That'd be...
You got a lot of commenting to do. If I don't see these comments, I'm going to take it personally.
We're going
to
riot.
Yeah. So, Tampa recommendations.
Cleveland
recommendations.
Dallas recommendations.
Dallas question recommendations. And what should I wrap my car? Like a burnt orange?
Ew.
Or maybe like a gold?
No, I could see you with like a pearlescent green.
Green. Maybe like a red. Maybe like a ruby red.
Ruby red would be kind of cool.
Mm.
You know what? You don't like... Well, it has to be a specific gloss. Maybe like a glossy red. Gloss would be kind of cool.
Could be. I've seen some crazy wraps around here.
You know what? I see a lot of matte red Teslas.
I've seen a bronze one here.
That sounds okay.
I've seen a mint green one here.
That sounds horrible.
I've seen a hot pink one.
That sounds hot.
That's all I've seen. But they're pretty common around this area.
You know, I see a lot of camo wrap Teslas, the matte red Teslas. Mm. I see matte black.
I didn't even think about patterns. I just thought about colors.
See, camo, it's okay.
Maybe I'll get a tiger.
Oh, get a tiger coming from the side of the door. That'd be sick.
All right.
Or how about this? What if we put a fat head on your car?
I'm okay. I don't want to give myself away like that.
What if you put a fat... Well, this will give you away, but what if you put a fat head of your face, but on the top of the car? So that way it's not on the sides. People got to walk around and be like, what the hell is this?
You mean on the glass roof?
Yeah, exactly. On the roof.
I'm all right. And if you're all right, if you're cool with us, you'll subscribe to this channel.
Do it now.
You'll have the post notifications on. You'll know we'll post every Thursday on Spotify. And Apple, 2 p.m.
Fridays, yep. Guys, YouTube, 2 p.m.
Yes. I was going to say the audio. The audio is on Spotify and Apple. Obviously, Austin. Duh. But yeah, the video, YouTube right here on this channel. Subscribe. Let us know any locations you'd like to see us do next.
We'll do it. Why not?
I thought of this morning, so. And we'll see Dallas and all of you next week in episode 70.
Later, guys.